overall, it looks like things have been pretty well attended. I know I was here for the African Drumming Act, and there was a lot of children there, and it just looks like overall things have been pretty successful so far.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, at that African Drumming program that we had 130 people up in that room. And in all of the programs that we've offered, we've had tremendous turnout. The magician, the jugglers, and even the movie days that we had. Free movie and popcorn. And there were 75 kids who showed up for that free movie.
The balloon artist that's going to be coming on Friday. Talk a little bit about that person.
Yes, we are very excited about Daniel Poe coming on Friday at 10:30. And he has been coming to the library for several years now. And the kids and the audience love him because he gets the kids involved in his storytelling. He makes wonderful balloon creations. It's called Creations with a Twist. Quite a few of them walk off with balloons, balloon hats and little critters. And they're very excited about that. We always look to have families come and take part in our activities.
And of course, all of this, there's other activities coming up in July, and it of course is leading to the kind of dual celebration, as you were saying earlier, the outdoor days and the 100th anniversary of the library, the birthday celebration, both very important events, and they're kind of drawing off of each other to make it one huge day for the Knoxville Public Library.
We are very, very excited about that day. It's on Saturday, so we hope a lot of people can show up. It's Saturday, the 21st of July. And starting at 11 o'clock, we'll have the Chrysler test drive where people can, well, valid drivers can test drive a Chrysler and put their name in for a $45,000 drawing for good towards purchase of a new car. And outdoor day will be from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And there'll be all kinds of activities with the kiddie rides, the inflatables, face painting, clowns, balloons, and everything. And at 12:30, Katie Davis will perform the national anthem for us. And we'll have special guests, and one of them includes the state librarian, Mary Wagner, who is from this area. And she'll be talking a little bit about the importance of libraries in the communities. And special guests that include the mayor and the city council, we hope. And food will be available for purchase, served by the Rotary Club. And we even have two licensed therapists who will do chair massage. And all proceeds go towards the building project.
I know you guys just received your first check from the Knoxville Community Heritage Foundation, and you said that things continue to move along at a very good pace as you get ready to ramp that up for the kickoff on July 21st.
We were so very grateful. We are very grateful to the Knoxville Heritage Foundation for their big, generous donation to grant towards the library expansion project. And we are putting out materials, all kinds of promotional materials and brochures, so everyone in the community knows about the project coming up. We're working on letters that we will be sending out, and we'll be getting in touch with people who we know will support us in our project.
What else is going on at the library right now?
Yeah, we are kind of working really hard towards that day. There are always a lot of activities going on. We still have chess club that meets every Thursday in the afternoon. We still have story times coming up. And we have Mad Science coming up in July 11th. And we have a movie that is coming up July 18th. And we just received a grant for a speaker to come on July 17th at 1:30. It's called Iowa History in a Cloth Bag, and the grant was given to us by Humanities Iowa and the Friends of the Library. They're sponsoring him to come, and he will talk about cloth bags, flour sacks or feed sacks that were used during the Depression years, and they were made into clothing by the women and helped the Iowans survive the Great Depression.
And we look forward to that. And speaking of history, with the Civil War themed weekend this weekend in Knoxville, one of many activities going along on in Knoxville this weekend, you guys have actually have a nice little display of books right by the entrance of the library here having to do with the Civil War, and you have some Civil War music just helping get the community more involved in knowing history.
Yes, and you know what? Someone came in with a little model of a log cabin, and she said that she was giving it to the library, and we accepted it gratefully because that goes in perfectly with our Civil War display of books and movies and materials related to that topic.
This is just one of the ways I know that you said earlier the library just provides resources for the community they may not even know about. For example, those music you got, you said, were from an interfund loan with another library. So even if you guys don't have something, you can always find a way to get it.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. That is called interlibrary loan, where we borrow all kinds of resources, materials from other libraries. Typically, they come from Iowan libraries, but we can also get them from out of state. So, yes, the library is a great resource for anything that you would want to have.